it is Ryan Seacrest here, and if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At Chumba Casino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
The Bird Show.
So there's this game of manipulation that it seems like constantly is going on now between me and my now four-year-old son. And he certainly has been the master manipulator, and I realize I have been losing. However, I think the next round is mine. I think I got him on this next one.
He's not listening right now, is he?
I don't think he likes a regular guy.
Oh, it's a cleaner show.
Yeah. So, you know, I've been very vocal in telling you guys about us losing our English bulldog. Been a pretty sad time in the house. But, you know, there does come a time where you start, now you're starting to thinking about, okay, we got to get another puppy. We got to get a new puppy, right? And for the longest time, we have always kind of like known in the house that we're going to get another English bulldog. We just love the breed. Kahuna was just like the best dog ever, man. I just want to, I want to keep that in the family. So for even before Kahuna left, when we were talking about getting another puppy eventually, I came up with the name Dude. I really want to name our dog Dude. You know, I'm from California. It's kind of like the, I know it sounds strange, but the term of endearment that me and my wife call each other, we're Dude.
Yeah.
I mean, you come over our house, we're throwing Dude around all the time, right?
Some people are Honey, some people are Sweetie. Yeah. You guys are like, Dude.
I know, it's stupid.
If I hang out with them for the weekend, I come off of that weekend calling Ryan, my husband, Dude, and he's like, you have been hanging out with Bert and Stacey. I can tell.
But just the thought of naming our English bulldog Dude, I just always thought was funny, and I just, that's what I that's just kind of like had my mind set on it.
Cute name.
So Stacey and I were talking about it the other day, and we're starting to think about when is a good time to bring a new puppy into the house if we want to do that. And I'm all excited. Yeah, let's go out and get Dude, man. And she's like, well, I've been thinking about this a little bit. You know, like, this first puppy that we had, this is going to be Hayden's first dog. I mean, from puppy.
Right.
You know?
And you know, I mean, this will be the dog that Hayden will grow up with.
Yes.
So it's a very important dog in Hayden's life.
And keep in mind, when it comes to family life, I've got no history here. Mm-hmm. So none of this really makes any sense to me. But she says, so it's kind of like it only makes sense that Hayden should name our dog. I'm like, what? I mean, I'm thinking about
look at Bert stomping his feet. Wait, what? No! That's my dog and my name.
I'm going to hold my breath until you call him Dude.
So I'm like, I've had my Stace. I want to call him Dude for years and years and years.
Stacey and her two sons.
But it makes perfect sense to me, even though I know like some kids have like ended up calling their dog like Fire Engine and stuff like that. I don't want to be walking around with like, hey, fire truck. You know, I want Dude as the name of my next bulldog. So I bought into it and I said, Stace, you are 100% on this. You know what? This is going to be his puppy. But what I have started to do... You guys ready for this? Is, like, from time to time, Hayden and I will make up stories and we will storytell with each other. All right? My latest line of stories that I'm telling Hayden is about Dude the Bulldog. So, Dude
the
Bulldog.
Bulldog there ever was?
Yes, the greatest, bigger-than-life bulldog named Dude who has swam across the English Channel in one story. He saved children from a burning a school in another one. Just these outrageous. He flies. He swims. He's bigger than life. And Dude the Bulldog.
And he's the best friend a little boy could ever have.
Well, you got to be careful with the flying thing, okay? Because you don't want Hayden tossing the puppy and going, fly.
It could go horribly wrong, but I have already planted the seeds. And every night before bed, now he's starting to request a new story of Dude the Bulldog. So when we get the puppy and we put the naming rights in his hands, I'm just assuming that he's going to go ahead and he's going to buy this and he's going to name the dog Dude. Is that not? I mean, that's brilliant psychology right there.
Yeah.
Tell me that's not flawless.
I told Bert off
there. But what if he names it after a wiggle?
That won't happen.
What if it does, though? Like, what if, like, you've got
Are you sure, Hayden, you want it to be called that?
Seriously,
if you, I told you?
Are you prepared for the dog to have a different name?
You know what? I am so confident in this plan that won't happen.
I'm asking you, though, what if he says that your male bulldog's name is Lucy? Like, what if that's the announcement that he makes and he says, are you sure, Daddy? Are you sure I can pick the name? And you go, yes, you can pick the name Hayden. And then he goes, Lucy.
It won't happen.
What if he does?
It can't. It won't.
Bert will make sure.
Am I prepared to be flexible in this area? Yes.
You are willing to name your male bulldog Lucy.
If that's what we have to do, because that is, it's a tradition that makes sense to me.
Right.
But I'm going to make sure that doesn't happen.
Can I tell
you? I'm going to write posters. I mean, I'm going to start making posters of what Dude the Bulldog looks like.
Let me give you an option. A friend of mine said when she was growing up, they all did this thing where they all put names in a hat. Mm. Everybody in the family got to pick a name and put it on a piece of paper and put it into a hat.
That's great. Now all the names could be Dude.
I'm not convinced that her mom didn't do that because her mom wanted the dog's name to be Tina Turner. This is Elena's mom. And the dog's name ended up being Tina Turner.
No.
So they called the dog Tina.
She palmed it.
But I think that mom might have stacked the deck.
I bet she did. Because your four-year-old is obviously never, A, they trust you.
can we get Elena and her mom on the phone to find out if
that would be great.
It might be crushing, though. It might be crushing to find out his mom's second.
How old was your friend Elena when this all went down?
I don't remember. I know she was a kid.
It's not going to matter anymore. Elena's what? Old? Like 30 now? 28? 29? 30?
She available? Can you call her up? See if she can come on?
Yeah, she might even be listening. She might even be listening. Hold on.
But that's a brilliant plan because everybody writes the name of their dog down in. But your four-year-old obviously is never going to say, let me see what you wrote down. I don't trust you.
That's what we do in here.
Right.
I told Bert off air, I said, I think that the older I get, the more I'm fascinated by parents' manipulation of kids because I...
Let's not call it manipulation. Let's call it psychology.
Because if I ever had children, I think that I would totally be the same way.
Creative mental engineering.
Mental engineering.
Yeah, mental engineer. Yeah. That's what you are.
You know, the naming of the pet, letting the four-year-old do that can go horribly wrong. I dated a guy who had a little girl. She was three. And she wanted a cat, so he went out and got her cat. And he's like, okay, you can name the kitty whatever you want. She's like, I want to call him Thunder. And we were like, Thunder it is. She's like, no, Thunder. So every time we would have to address the cat, it was not Thunder, it was not Thunder, it was Thunder. Every time he yelled that cat. You hear that enough? You want to hit somebody.
It drives you crazy.
Hey,
I'm not going to allow that to happen.
Do you know what?
Dude the Bulldog will be such a bigger-than-life character in his life that he will be asking me to name the dog Dude. And I'll have to say something like, are you sure? You want Dude?
Daddy, it makes sense.
I was thinking more like Lucy. And he's going to go, no. No, it has to be Dude.
When are you going to, when is this taking place? I didn't hear the first end of your story, but when are you going
to? We haven't really committed to when we're getting the dog yet. But I'd say it's probably sooner than later.
So within the next 6 months, there'll probably be a puppy in the Weiss household.
I'd say probably within the next 4 weeks.
Okay, so would you be open to recording?
Oh, yeah.
Hayden?
Oh, sure.
Choosing the name?
Oh, absolutely.
And if he chooses, like, you have to, no matter what, like, I would almost 100%. Send an engineer with you because I don't need you coming in going, yep, it's named Dude, end of story. Well, where's the audio? Tape's great.
No, I tell you what the audio would be is all of a sudden there'll be a break in the recording and it'll be Bert trying to imitate Hayden going,
right. You hear Hayden in his little baby voice and then it cuts out. Then you hear Bert going, Dude.
I absolutely will. I will absolutely record it. I am that confident in my psychology that this dog will be Dude. Hey, Tracy, good morning. You're on Q100. Hey.
Hey, we tried to do the same thing. My mother tried to get my daughter to call her Grandma Wonderful. And we practiced that. Grandma Wonderful, Grandma Wonderful. And it came out Big Mama.
The Bert Show.
So thought about yesterday when we were talking, or last week, when we were talking about Willie Nelson. He found himself in the news last week in the entertainment buzz. He's 73 years old.
73, they pulled over his tour bus and the cop smelled some marijuana. So they searched the bus and he and five of the touring crew on board were all given a misdemeanor. But nobody was charged with it because I guess they found mushrooms and marijuana. And had it been charged on one person, it would have been possession, like with the intent to sell it. But because they divvied it up between all of them, it was just a citation. And I said, move on right along, Willie.
Last week when the story came out, we asked you guys,
Willie,
if there's anybody listening that knows that your parents or your grandparents smoked that kind of thing.
Grandparents.
He's
73.
This guy's 73. He is a grandparent.
Right.
We asked you guys, call us now if you know your grandparents do that kind of thing. Phone lines were lit up.
Yeah.
Lit up.
And a bunch of them. Yeah.
Could have done it for an hour. My fantasy is that, let's just pretend here just for a second, that Willie gets busted, 73 years old, goes to jail, and calls his kids. And his kids are not available, right? So he has to call the second line of defense, and that is the grandparents, to come bail him out of jail. And that's where we're going with this, because there's another...
Grandkids?
Grandkids, rather. The
okay.
grandkids to come bail him out of jail, because that's where we're going with this. If you ever had to bail out your grandparents from jail, give us a call right now, 404-741-1005. Not even necessarily based on Willie Nelson's story last week. We can stick around here locally to yesterday.
Yeah, if you are headed to the DeKalb County area today, if you're there now, you may want to move your wallet to your front pocket, hold your purse in front of you, lock your possessions in your car, because out on the streets of DeKalb County, although not for much longer, Audrey Yandell, a 70-year-old grandmother and retired nurse.
Mm-hmm.
She has been convicted a dozen times in the past 20 years, mainly for stealing yarn.
Oh.
According to the chief assistant district attorney in DeKalb County.
She just wants to knit.
She wants to go to a stitch and bitch party.
She was caught stealing yarn at a Decatur shop in January 05, and then a few months, about a year later, knitting needles from a Dunwoody business in May 2006.
Felon.
She's got a problem. Now it's a problem.
Yeah.
Claims to be seeking psychiatric help for her compulsive behavior disorder, but nonetheless, the judge saw fit to sentence her to 1 year in jail.
Oh, no.
6 months probation. And she is now forbidden from entering any store that sells yarn.
No,
she
can't go to jail.
Yes, she's going to jail.
She is. Yes,
she's. What is a 70-something-year-old woman not being able to go to Hancock's going to do?
12 times in 20 years, she is a repeat offender. Get her out of Michael's.
She is just bored, okay?
There's other things to do.
One life to live is not providing her with enough entertainment in her life. She's just got to see if she can get away with it.
I do agree with you. Like, there should be a certain age where that you get to where you should be able to do whatever you want.
Is she really a threat to the city of Atlanta?
12 times in the past 20 years.
Yeah, but seriously, she's stealing some knitting needles from Michael's.
I know
whatever.
Some are going to say the law is the law. I really do believe, like, when you're 75, just do what you want.
Pay enough as taxpayers to feed and provide for the people in jails? Do we actually have to provide for granny now?
Yeah. If it
for
happens,
stealing yarn? Old
people don't eat much, number one. Number two, if it happened once, I'm right there with you. But every other year for the past 20 years,
she has been arrested.
Had she
been arrested in her 50s, then she should go off to his house.
Yeah, she was arrested in her 50s her 60s. And finally, the judge has said,
all right,
12 convictions in the past 2 decades. You've got a problem, lady.
Audrey.
You're going to jail and stay out of the yarn shop.
So somebody, we're fantasizing it's her grandkid, had to go to jail and bail grandma out of jail. So... Have
one
you
of
ever
those
had
12
to bail?
Times the grandkids
for
got
sure.
to call.
Right.
If you've ever had to bail your grandpa or your grandmom out of jail, 404-741-1005. That was Lynn, who had to bail her grandpa out of jail for buying drugs.
Oh,
come on.
But her phone went out. Morning, Q100. Steve.
Hello?
Yes.
Yeah. You know that grandma that got busted for stealing the yarn?
Uh-huh.
Yes.
That yarn totaled in the thousands of dollars, if I remember that right.
I still think it's okay.
So what is she doing, like smuggling it out under her panties, like two rolls at a time?
I remember them panning her room when they busted her on the news. And, I mean, it was piled high. And some of that yarn was worth hundreds and thousands of dollars.
Seriously?
Kind of rare. Whatever.
That is
great.
Well,
okay. Like, I mean,
if you're going to steal yarn, go for the top-end stuff.
The high-end yarn. Like, I get all of the different things you were reading off that she was charged for, except the going-to-jail part. It's like, okay, ban granny from the yarn shop.
Well, what he's saying is it's $100,000 worth
fines.
Of yarn.
But you know, why slap is her with fines and everything else, but, I mean, granny behind bars, what are you in for, granny? I mean, come on.
I think they should be able to rob banks. I think they should be able to do anything they want after 75 years.
I think
anything you want.
steal a plane.
I think Melissa tried to loan us that DVD once, Granny Behind Bars, didn't you?
Oh, dude. But I am wondering about Granny's girlfriend in the house.
And if in the big house?
Yeah, in the big house. And if she's going to be able to, you know, what is it called, a shank?
She can't. Yeah.
If she's going to be able to shave off something and have a shank underneath her mattress.
You think she'll put up, like a big old poster of Regis Philbin in her jail cell and slowly she'll be chipping away at it.
I'm going to have to take the bottom bunk on account of my bad knees. I can't get up on the top bunk
How's she going to get her Metamucil in there?
Can you carve this knife out of soap for me? Maya just has my knuckles all swollen
up. You can trade for anything in there. If you can get cigarettes, you can get FiberCon.
Get it? The Burt Show.
Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Jeff says he has brought me a gift today.
I know.
One that will alleviate some of the stress in my life. And I just can't wait to hear this.
Imagine Bert. I'm sure you've seen him, you know, either and it's when he was doing the shirtless thing on the website, or just picture been out to one of his appearances. But imagine Bert moving through life with boulders on his back, weighed down by the pressures of everyday life.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's how I feel every day.
And he just moves slowly, almost as if he was Jesus carrying a cross through the streets. What?
I don't know that I'd make that analogy there.
Yeah.
I mean, wasn't he raised a Jew? I guess so is Jesus.
He's on my team. Yo.
So Bert is moving through the streets with these burdens on his back, and I look for ways to just lift part of this weight off.
Mm-hmm. You don't think that you're part of that weight.
You don't think you're more of a Judas type.
Last week, Bert told us that he and Stacey have been having conversations about replacing their bulldog, Kahuna, mm-hmm. who passed away, with a new bulldog. Mm-hmm. And they're going to get this new bulldog as a puppy.
Right.
And because they have a 4-year-old,
mm-hmm.
they are going to give the 4-year-old, Hayden, the opportunity to name the puppy.
And I think that's smart because the whole idea also behind is, I mean, this is going to be an important dog to Hayden. His first dog. He's going to grow up with this dog. So this is going to be a very important animal in his life.
Tell us about the mental warfare taking place in the Weiss household of Sandy Springs right now.
Well, months and months and months ago, when Stacy and I were thinking about bringing a puppy in just to kind of like make Kahuna, who was 8 at the time, which is really, that's old in bulldog years. They don't live very long. We're going to bring a puppy in the house. And you know the old cliche. You bring a puppy in the house to make the older dog feel young again.
Mm-hmm.
So we started thinking about that. And for whatever reason, I just love the name Dude for our new bulldog. I just thought it's funny. It's kind of an affectionate name that Stacy and I call each other all the time. I mean, I'm originally from Southern California. It's almost like the period in between every sentence that I ever say. So naming our English bulldog Dude to me was funny. And it was just like, it's in my head. I want an English bulldog named Dude. So since we are going to give the naming rights to Hayden, what I have decided to do is when we go to sleep at night, we exchange stories. I make up one and then Hayden makes up one and then he goes to sleep. So the soap opera now in my storybook that I'm putting together for Hayden is a legend of Dude the Bulldog, who, just to give you guys just very quick synopsis, was born into a very regal line of English bulldogs.
Like Ugga 8, but now he's Dude.
I mean, privileged bulldogs. They were all met a specific criteria. They were all beautiful. They were show dogs. And Dude is the one in the entire line that just came out all jacked up. He's got a very special personality. There's something special about him that I haven't written yet. But there is something special about him. He just looks different,
mm-hmm.
acts different, doesn't have that regal attitude. He's just kind of like, you know, the ugly dog of the litter. And that's where the legend of Dude the Bulldog has started. So my feeling is if I tell him this story every night as the legend grows,
right.
when we bring a puppy in the house,
mm-hmm.
he will think, oh my God, how cool is this? I will name our puppy Dude. It will be his idea. So there's a little bit of a psychological thing going on.
Mm-hmm.
Brilliant idea. Brilliant, brilliant, brilliant. Brilliant, brilliant.
So what I thought is I watched Bert struggle through the streets with these burdens on his back, knowing that dude, the bulldog, is one of these burdens. I was thinking to myself, how could I alleviate some pressure from Bert?
Because that's what you normally do.
Yeah.
That's what Jeff does.
So I took out...
alleviates my pressure.
I took out my notebook and my guitar.
Oh.
Oh, my.
Knowing that the Wiggles are musical...
Right.
Hayden loves the Wiggles.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Remember Conjunction Junction?
Sure. Conjunction Junction. What's your function?
If you're trying to get
Booking
to kids.
Up words and phrases. Mm-hmm.
You put it to music.
Oh, of course.
It's a great idea for kids, mm-hmm. I mean.
I can't sing.
Probably the best educational tool you could put together.
Sure.
Yeah. Can you actually play the guitar?
Well, I can't. I mean, I can't. Not well enough to sing, to do it, and I can't sing at all, but mm-hmm. To put something together.
Okay.
For Bert.
Noodle around a little bit.
Sure.
You know, pick it out.
So allow me, Bert, to lift one of these boulders mm-hmm. off your back mm-hmm. with the song, Dude the Bulldog, for Hayden.
Hey, dude. My best friend is a dog named Dude. He is short and funny and cute. And every single day, I really love to play with my best friend Dude. My best friend is a dog named Dude. He gives me kisses on my hands and my little cheeks too. And when I rub his belly, he shakes like jelly. That's my best friend Dude. When I go to bed at night, Dude is right there by my side. When I wake up the next day, Dude is ready to play.
Hey, Dude!
My best friend is a dog named Dude. A bulldog named Dude.
It's awesome, dude.
That's
seriously.
Great.
There you go.
That is really great. Put that together. That is really, really great.
Now, you got to put that in the house. Put that in Hayden's head.
High rotation.
There you go.
Totally. Now, if I played that every time before I read another chapter out of the story, now it's all coming together perfectly.
There you go.
That was selfless and no strings attached.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's something going on.
There's
something
going on.
What happened?
What? I thought it would be a nice gift.
Were you in the car accident with Jessica?
In my head.
That's great. That is really, that's a huge present because every day I can play that for him.
Yeah.
And again, the brainwashing continues.
And it's catchy, right?
Yeah. So yeah.
It makes me want to rock back and forth like a kid.
Right, and you kind of bop like this.
Yeah. Hey, Kristen, good morning. You're on Q100.
Good morning. It's not going to work.
What do you mean it's not going to work?
Oh, what the hell is wrong with you?
You stop right there. You stop.
No. My daughter's favorite book was Boadicea.
Right.
And it was about a little gray kitten with purple eyes and just teeny tiny little kitten. We found a kitten that had been abandoned that looked exactly like Bo. Mm-hmm. We read this book every night for a year. We loved this kitty, and she wanted to name the cat Sabrina.
Now, did you just read her the story or did you write a song?
No, she watched Sabrina the Teenage Witch every day, and it just came out of left field. I had no idea. I thought for sure this cat is going to be Boadicea. We did end up naming her Boadicea because it was too perfect, but no, she wanted to name her Sabrina.
I want to tell you that I had doubts that it would work until this morning because I'm not all that confident in my writing abilities. However, when you throw this into the mix now every night before I start the storytelling, this is a slam dunk now, man. I've got no question at all that this dog is going to be Dude.
And based on what she just said, I think Hayden's short-term memory is probably a lot like Bert's, where it lasts very 30-second periods of time, you know?
Yeah.
And I think that, like, for her, her daughter probably just watched Sabrina before she was asked, mm-hmm. what do you want to name the cat, instead of remembering about Boadicea. So the thing is that you have to somehow do all this right before you ask Hayden, what do you want to name the dog?
So you're saying, like, name the dog at night at the normal time that we do the song we do the story?
I'm thinking as a child. I'm just assuming mm-hmm. that as a little kid, they're going to go with what they just saw or something that's fresh in their memory.
Or you put this on a CD and make sure you're playing it in the car when you guys go pick up the new puppy.
Beautiful. I just want us all to note that it's taking four adults that are pretty educated.
to outsmart a four-year-old. Mike, I think that's...
We're going to get this kid.
Good morning, Steve. You're on Q100 on The Burt Show.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
All right. How are you?
I'm doing all right. My daughter, for the last 5 years now, when she was a baby, we would put her to sleep, and my wife would play music, whether it's some kind of classical or something, you know. But then as she got older, she wanted to pick her songs out. But for the last 2 years, she's been listening to It's a Stinkin' Small World. Every night before she goes to bed, she'll repeat one on the CD player, It's a Small World, over and over and over. So just throw it in the CD player and say, hey, why don't you go to sleep to listening to the dude song?
Absolutely. So maybe in the
And let it
part-
play into her REM sleep.
Didn't we all try that when we were
five adults trying to outwit a four-year-old.
Am I the only one in college? Because I don't know. Have you guys ever recorded your textbooks into a tape recorder and then put the headphones on when you go to sleep?
I know a lot of people did that.
It didn't work.
It doesn't work crap. It puts me to sleep, though. I have a very monotonous voice. I don't know how I'm working in radio.
Cizella, you're on Q100. Hey.
Wow, Jeff, you just blew it. That was an awesome, awesome song. Your personality is, like, different in my brain, you know? You have this, you know, tough, mean guy, and then comes this thing. It's so cute. I loved it.
This thing's going to go in heavy rotation on Q100, like, right after a Fitty song, right after Fitty.
Put it in the Tang songs.
Now, let me ask you a question. If you see a bulldog today, what would you name it?
Good.
Now, I commend you.
Hey,
you know, you talk about how you don't play the guitar too well, but you did very well on the recorder in this song.
And the pan flute.
Right.
I'm awesome. I kicked Zamfir's ass.
Hey, Sean, you're on Q100. Hey.
Hey, my 18-year-old daughter was listening to this song and completely rocking out. That's so going to work.
It's so going to work, dude. You did a great job on
that. No worries. Don't call me dude. That's not your job.
So it has taken a whole community of people, adults, educated adults, to manipulate the four-year-old.
But you still got to record when you ask him and see what his response is, because I swear if Hayden doesn't say dude, we're going to get him.
I made that promise to Jeff that it will be a big night in our house when Hayden names the dog and I will record it. Whatever he comes up with, if it's not dude, everything we've tried didn't work, then that we'll have to live with it. But this is... Yeah, it's gonna work, man. Brilliant.
And you can't do something like if he comes out and says that the, you know, that the bulldog's name is like Turd or something. Like you can't say, all right, Turdiest Dude Weiss, and then call it dude.
What he will name the child is what we or the dog is what we will go with for sure, no matter what. But that puts us into a totally different level.
It's gonna
right
help.
There.
Ask those guys to get a TNCD, put it in the house, put it in the car.
Already
awesome.
Done.
Get on the
Good
iPod.
Job, Jeff.
Nicely done. Thank you. Much appreciation.
No worries. I love the kids. anything for the kids.
You're on The Burt Show.
Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what it feels like forever? Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boost and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21+. Terms and conditions apply.